Daedalus and Icarus. In Athens and throughout ancient Greece, Daedalus was a renowned craftsman and inventor. He had taken on his nephew, Talos, as an apprentice, but by the age of 12, Talos had surpassed his master in skill. One day, Talos studied the spine of a fish, copied it in iron, and so invented the first saw. He also invented the potter's wheel and a compass for marking out circles. Instead of being delighted at his nephew's inventions, Daedalus became jealous. His jealousy grew and festered inside him. At last, as Talos's skills developed, Daedalus's jealousy became unbearable to him, and he devised an evil plan. He invited Talos up to the roof of Athene's temple in the Acropolis to see the wonderful views from the top. Talos went happily with his uncle. Daedalus did indeed show him the impressive view, but as the boy gazed entranced at the temples far below, Daedalus pushed him over the edge. Daedalus tried to bury his nephew's body secretly, but he was found out and banished. Talos was buried where he fell, and his soul flew off in the form of a partridge. Daedalus fled to Crete with his son Icarus, where for a while they lived in peace. One day, King Minos of Crete called Daedalus to him. He wanted him to build a labyrinth in the cellars of his grand palace. Only Daedalus was skilled enough to design a maze of tunnels which no one else could ever find the way out of. Daedalus did as the king asked. He labored for many months, and the cruel tyrant King Minos was pleased with the result. The labyrinth was to be the prison of the Minotaur, an evil monster with the head of a bull and the body of a man. The Minotaur was fed with young men and women who were sent from Athens to supply its greedy appetite. Daedalus now wanted to leave Crete, but King Minos would not let him leave. "You made the labyrinth and are the only one who knows the way out. I cannot let you go," he said. So once more, Daedalus had to flee his home. But it was not easy to escape from Crete, because it was an island, and King Minos kept all his ships under military guard, offering a large reward to anyone who captured Daedalus or his son. Daedalus decided that the only escape was through the air. He and his son would fly to safety. He set to work to make two pairs of wings from birds' feathers, which he and Icarus collected each day. He painstakingly threaded them all together and secured them with wax. After many weeks, the wings were ready. He tied the wings onto the shoulders and arms of both himself and his son. "My dear Icarus," he said, holding his shoulders and looking into his eyes, "you must obey this one rule. Do not soar too high, or the sun will melt the wax, and do not swoop too low, or the sea will wet the feathers and you will fall. Do you promise me?"
"I promise, father," the excited boy replied.
Together they took off and, flapping their giant feathered wings, they flew over Crete. Fishermen, shepherds, and ploughmen gazed upwards at what they thought were angels flying in the sky. Icarus was enjoying himself greatly in the warm currents of air. Rejoicing in the exhilarating sweep of his wings, he forgot his father's warning, and in a great rush of joy he soared upward towards the sun. As they left Crete behind, Daedalus turned to make sure Icarus was following him. But his son had disappeared. He looked down to the sea below him and saw scattered feathers floating on the turquoise water. Daedalus circled around the spot where Icarus had fallen until his son's body rose to the surface. He carried his drowned boy to a nearby island, now called Icaria, where he buried him with many tears. Perched on a tree as Daedalus wept, was a partridge cooing triumphantly to itself.